still and will be very difficult here. It's just a very, very difficult morning for so many people, so many families. And I know, I was just speaking to Father John Joe Duffy, so there's a mass being offered at 10 o'clock. And I know the community are rallying here in so many different ways, but it's just really, really difficult with all the tragedy and my sympathy to so many people that are directly and indirectly affected here today.
And we have to keep the thoughts of those who are still waiting on news. We have to keep their thoughts in our head as well, because it is an extremely difficult time for them waiting on word.
The wait is really difficult, and while the really, really professional job has been carried out by the emergency crew and very, very skilled people on at different levels, and such a solidarity from the north as well, and so many emergency services here. It's just it's a big operation, but you're correct in saying that there's still families waiting on news about their loved ones, and that's where my thoughts are here this morning.
And indeed, the emergency services, they continue to work, but it is a very difficult situation with them given the state of the structure there.
Well, look, I wouldn't have the detail of the operation on the ground, but from speaking to different emergency personnel, everybody's doing everything they possibly can, and obviously there's a coordination being led out by the County Council and all the relevant emergency groupings that follow through, and it's just everything's been done, and the unfortunate thing is it's taken time, it's taken a lot of time because of the nature of the operation.